这是2008年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试
湖北
卷英语科听力部分，该部分分为两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先在试题卷上作答。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间，将答案转写到答题卡上。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9.15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并在试卷上将其标出。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Excuse me, is this dictionary available?
Oxford Learner's Dictionary, the 7th edition? I'm sorry, it's sold out.
Oh, that's too bad.
Did you see my purse, honey?
Your purse? No, why the purse? We're not going shopping anyway.
I know, but our opera tickets are in it, and we have only 1 hour left.
Did you have it when we left the parking lot? What do you think of the film, Ellen?
Well, the plot is not so good.
But the music...
The music is just so-so. Anyway, the dialogue is very humorous.
You look smart in this red jacket.
Thank you. A really good bargain, I think. You can get one for your sister. It goes on sale today.
Yes, but I don't know what size she takes.
Hi, John. How was your exam?
It couldn't be better.
Really? But remember this. Hope for the best and be prepared for the worst.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，读两遍。 听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
You look tired.
Yeah, I'm worn out. I've been surfing the internet.
Were you doing schoolwork or playing games?
Well, I wanted to get some information about Canada for my project. But I found a really interesting chat room with people from that country and started chatting.
Did you get the information you needed?
Yes, but then we spent lots of time chatting about other interests.
You look tired.
Yeah, I'm worn out. I've been surfing the internet.
Were you doing schoolwork or playing games?
Well, I wanted to get some information about Canada for my project. But I found a really interesting chat room with people from that country and started chatting.
Did you get the information you needed?
Yes, but then we spent lots of time chatting about other interests.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I hear a businessman is building a dog park in our city.
Really? What for?
Obviously, because there's a law against having dogs in the streets.
Does it mean that dogs have to stay at home all the time?
Sounds pretty cruel, right? Maybe a dog park is a good idea.
Maybe they should just allow people to walk their dogs in the streets.
But then streets would be a mess.
Couldn't people just clean up after their dogs?
Would they? I hear a businessman is building a dog park in our city.
Really? What for?
Obviously, because there's a law against having dogs in the streets.
Does it mean that dogs have to stay at home all the time?
Sounds pretty cruel, right? Maybe a dog park is a good idea.
Maybe they should just allow people to walk their dogs in the streets.
But then streets would be a mess.
Couldn't people just clean up after their dogs?
Would they?
Listen to the following dialogue. Answer the 10 to 12 questions. Now, you have 15 seconds.阅读这三个小题。
Mr. Parker, when did you arrive home yesterday evening?
At about 8 o'clock.
What did you do right after you entered your flat?
Well, I washed my hands and then watched sports news.
When did you have supper?
At about 8:45, I guess.
Did you stay at home all evening?
Yes.
But your friend says that he phoned you several times between 8 and 9, but you didn't answer.
Well, I think I was in the bath at that time.
No, you weren't. You were not even at home last night.You robbed a bank in James Street. Mr. Parker, when did you arrive home yesterday evening?
At about 8 o'clock.
What did you do right after you entered your flat?
Well, I washed my hands and then watched sports news.
When did you have supper?
At about 8:45, I guess.
Did you stay at home all evening?
Yes.
But your friend says that he phoned you several times between 8 and 9. But you didn't answer.
Well, I think I was in the bath at that time.
No, you weren't. You were not even at home last night. You robbed a bank in James Street.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi, Mom.
There you are. I'm getting worried. It's so late.
Yes, I ran into Linda and we went to a pub. She told me a funny thing.
Oh, what was that?
Well, she was driving home after work and she suddenly saw an old lady on her hands and knees in the middle of the road.
Really?
Yes, Linda was so shocked that she stopped suddenly and the car behind crashed into hers.
Was she hurt?
No.
And what was the old lady doing?
I'm just coming to that. So Linda got out of her car and saw the old lady pick up something and walk away.
Lucky indeed. Linda didn't run her over.
Then a policeman came, but he didn't believe what Linda said.
Well?
Luckily, there was a witness, a man waiting for a bus. He saw it all. Guess what the old lady was doing?
I haven't the slightest idea.
She was looking for her gold tooth.
A gold tooth?
Yes, it fell out as she was crossing the road. The witness heard her saying, Oh, my gold tooth. Hi, Mom.
There you are. I'm getting worried. It's so late.
Yes, I ran into Linda and we went to a pub. She told me a funny thing.
Oh, what was that?
Well, she was driving home after work.And she suddenly saw an old lady on her hands and knees in the middle of the road.
Really?
Yes. Linda was so shocked that she stopped suddenly, and the car behind crashed into hers.
Was she hurt?
No.
And what was the old lady doing?
I'm just coming to that. So Linda got out of her car and saw the old lady pick up something and walk away.
Lucky indeed. Linda didn't run her over.
Then a policeman came.But he didn't believe what Linda said.
Well?
Luckily, there was a witness, a man waiting for a bus. He saw it all. Guess what the old lady was doing?
I haven't the slightest idea.
She was looking for her gold tooth.
A gold tooth?
Yes, it fell out as she was crossing the road. The witness heard her saying, Oh, my gold tooth.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
In my spoken English class, I ask the students about their impressions of university life. To my surprise, many of them expressed disappointment. After their highly controlled high school lives, they were having difficulty adjusting to the free time in the university. When I asked them to describe their high school lives, many of them told me they got up at 6 in the morning and studied until 10 at night. Most of this time was spent at school, doing piles of homework to help them prepare for the university entrance exams. Once they enter the university, in my opinion, the students are not expected to devote all their waking hours to studying. They should also take an active part in social activities. Therefore, they should learn to divide their time outside of class between sports and clubs. What's more, they should spend some time watching TV and chatting with their roommates. These activities are useful in helping them prepare for their future. But what struck me most was that many of them did not seem particularly happy about their newfound freedom. As they had so many choices, they felt that no matter what they were doing, they should be doing something else. That's why they were not happy. To those students, my advice was, get used to it and learn to make decisions for yourselves. In my spoken English class, I asked the students about their impressions of university life. To my surprise, many of them expressed disappointment. After their highly controlled high school lives, they were having difficulty adjusting to the free time in the university. When I asked them to describe their high school lives, many of them told me they got up at 6 in the morning and studied until 10 at night. Most of this time was spent at school, doing piles of homework to help them prepare for the university entrance exams. Once they enter the university, in my opinion, the students are not expected to devote all their waking hours to studying. They should also take an active part in social activities. Therefore, they should learn to divide their time outside of class between sports and clubs. What's more, they should spend some time watching TV and chatting with their roommates. These activities are useful in helping them prepare for their future. But what struck me most was that many of them did not seem particularly happy about their newfound freedom. As they had so many choices, they felt that no matter what they were doing, they should be doing something else. That's why they were not happy. To those students, my advice was, get used to it and learn to make decisions for yourselves.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有2分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。